This is Passport to Texas. At the turn of the 20th century, fashionable women wore hats decorated with feathers, wings, and even entire taxidermy birds.
What began to happen was a huge amount of hunting of specific migratory birds for their plumes and their plumes only.
Urban wildlife biologist Kelly Sima says unregulated market hunting to meet the demand led to destruction of whole bird breeding colonies.
And people began to realize that the effect of this unregulated taking of wildlife was putting a lot of pressure on the natural populations of these animals. And so they were declining at kind of an alarming rate.
In 1896, after reading an article describing the plume trade, Boston socialite Harriet Hemingway convinced women of social standing to stop wearing feathered hats and to join the Society for the Protection of Birds. Their efforts led to the Migratory Bird Act of 1918, which outlawed market hunting and interstate transport of birds.
We decided that it was important for us to have wildlife as a resource that was available to everyone to feed their families, to enjoy, to watch.
Other conservation laws joined the Migratory Bird Act, including the Pittman-Robertson Act of 1937, whereby hunters asked Congress to impose an excise tax on the sale of firearms and ammunition products to help fund wildlife conservation in the U.S. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.